Well, every week we always like to get someone join us from the official opposition of the NDP to join us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Our guest joining us on the line right now is Shannon Phillips. She is the NDP's finance critic and also the MLA for Lethbridge West. So I guess, first of all, Shannon, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Kyle.
All right, well, one of the things we want to talk about today is the unemployment rate. A lot of the big banks in the country did some of the forecasts recently, and it shows that Alberta could have a higher unemployment rate than some of the other big provinces, you know, BC, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec. Certainly some of these numbers around unemployment, obviously some kind of concerns on this front from the NDP, I would imagine.
Well, certainly, you know, we have seen that the big banks are also forecasting lower economic growth than in the rest of the country for Alberta as we reemerge from the pandemic. And also, too, we've now seen them report out that not only does Alberta have very, very high unemployment right now, there are more than 200,000 unemployed Albertans right now, but not only do we have the highest youth unemployment in Canada, which is really concerning at 18.1%, but also that it is not forecast to get any better, that outside the Maritimes, we are going to have the highest unemployment in Canada this year and next. That does not show that we have, you know, the right pieces in place to recover the economy, that and we think that the government can do better and certainly meet the recovery from the pandemic in more thoughtful ways that actually put Albertans to work and make sure that this is a recovery that isn't jobless, because right now that's what we're seeing.
And you talked a little bit there about sort of the youth unemployment, and I think it's especially interesting because, you know, we're in summertime, there's probably a lot of kids in, you know, high school and college and whatnot, you know, doing part-time jobs in the summertime. And now it's something I did back in the day. Do you think that's, you know, sort of especially concerning, you know, again, because we're especially, you know, we're coming out of the pandemic, you know, jobs may be in short supply for some of these youths out there?
Well, I think there's no question that opportunities for young people, we are hearing anecdotally, and now we are seeing the results of the numbers that young people are leaving Alberta in great, great numbers. And it's really a huge concern that the ones that have stayed are facing the highest unemployment in Canada. You know, this should be one of our first ways that we are making sure that we can reemerge from the pandemic, that we have good, you know, summer jobs and internships and those kinds of training-focused opportunities, or even just good service industry opportunities for young people, so that they find a way to build a life here and stay here in Alberta, whether it's in communities like at Peace River, or if, you know, eventually going in to do some post-secondary in Edmonton, or settle down and work here either in our smaller cities and smaller towns and build a life here. It's exactly this time that we need to be taking advantage of the recovery from the pandemic and creating those opportunities, and we are not seeing that coming from Jason Kenney and the UCP, and that's a real concern. I think we all need to be worried about the future of the economy if we don't have people staying and putting down roots.
I know I'm talking with several provincial politicians on sort of both sides of the spectrum there. I've mentioned a lot about sort of diversification of the economy in this province. I'm curious, what kinds of things would you like to see sort of on the diversification front again as we sort of come out of COVID here?
Well, you know, there's no question that particularly up in your neck of the woods, up in Peace River, but, you know, across the province, even down in Lethbridge, where we're more of an agriculture economy, we still have, you know, some of the economy that, and so on, many people's jobs that rely on oil and gas. So I think the first place to start here is diversification within the energy industry itself. You know, I just toured a company yesterday that has grown, not based on anything the provincial government is doing, but based on the partnerships with Ottawa and then internationally around reducing methane and leaks from oil and gas wells, right? He's grown his company and, you know, despite the provincial government, not because of it. So I think the first thing here is let's have a look at what leadership in oil and gas looks like, whether it's through hydrogen, whether it's through, you know, the role of natural gas in manufacturing and keeping more jobs here, not just shipping them down a natural gas pipeline to Chicago or to the Midwest. I think there's real opportunities there. And then we need to look at other ways that we can diversify the economy as well, whether certainly in agriculture and agricultural value add. A lot of people understand that up in the Peace River, McKenzie County, those kinds of areas where there's a lot of agricultural activity. Then there's also, like the clean tech, the high tech space, whether it's helping oil and gas companies with more of the big data stuff that is being demanded of them, or if it's in different forms of clean tech and high tech, we can't be chasing that stuff out of the province. We've already seen the provincial government through policies and through the tone that they set, chase some of that out. People have decided to move their companies elsewhere. That's not helpful. I think we need to make sure that we're taking advantage of all those opportunities. We've certainly heard that from Albertans over the last couple of years of consulting with them.
And we talk about sort of the creation of jobs, and as someone who's lived in various rural communities around the province over the years, I've always felt that, creating jobs in a rural community like Peace River or High Level is somewhat more valuable than, kind of creating a job in a big city like Calgary or Edmonton. When it comes to, creating jobs in rural Alberta in particular, what kinds of things have sort of you sort of heard from people in rural Alberta on that front?
Absolutely. Well, I represent a small city, right? So Lethbridge isn't rural. It's a city of 100,000, but it's surrounded by a number of rural communities. And I absolutely agree with you that when we have economic development and economic diversification in our smaller centers, the ripple effects are tremendous, right? So for example, we've seen this government toy with the idea of shutting down ATB branches in communities like High Level or Manning and these kinds of places. That is tremendously unhelpful because we know that people go into town to do their banking, and then they might also hit up a couple of shops, it keeps money in the community. We know that, for example, school boards are often some of the largest employers in these areas, so cuts to education, pretty unhelpful, and ripple through to the small businesses as well. And not just, teacher or support staff jobs, but also, bus drivers, custodians, that kind of stuff. It really, holds the community together. When you have a situation where you have a service company or an agricultural value add that sets up shop in some of these smaller areas, you see that then you have some of the ripple effects for accounting jobs and service jobs and so on that happen almost straight away. We need to understand that our government policies and what we set out, both in terms of how we attract new investment in the private sector and how we're managing our healthcare and education system, really has a huge effect on smaller town and smaller center economies. And that's why, chasing out doctors and making clinics and hospitals less available to people, that's happening all across rural Alberta. Super unhelpful to keeping people in these communities and keeping economic activity in these communities, and just simply taking a pass on some of the really interesting stuff that's happening out there, even in oil and gas, for reducing emissions and using some of these clean tech solutions. That's been really disappointing to me, and I over the last couple of years of canceling some of those programs that were in place before, I just think, at 5, 10 jobs and new companies and new energy in some of these initiatives is really part of the solution for all of us. It makes our communities stronger and broadens our tax base and makes more opportunities for young people. And I think there's some really good ideas and ways that we need to move forward on that.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Pots, we always like to get a little bit into kind of the personal life. It's our way of showing, hey, these politicians are people too. So now, of course, Shannon, we are, of course, in summertime right now. And I'm curious, would you have the your free time away from the political realm or is your MLA duties or any of that stuff? What's kind of sort of your go-to activity in the summertime?
Well, I fairly recently I've finally got my kayak shiny side down into the river, so that was good. Down in the Old Man River, and we have coulees and banks, kind of like you do up in Peace River too. Just some really impressive paddling down south. And so if people ever find themselves down there, there's some easy paddles that people can do, and you can take the kids, and it's not too hairy, and it's just beautiful, right? Southern Alberta in the same way that up the Peace River is beautiful. That is something that, it's free, and even last year was socially distanced, so, it's something that you can get out and do. I also love to ride my mountain bike and my road bike as well, so that's what I've been up to lately. I haven't gotten out to camp much this year yet, but under normal circumstances, that's something I might get out and do as well in the summertime. This year and last year, I've really tried to focus on doing things you know, obviously, as we all did, like close to home. And there's so many interesting, neat things to do close to home that sometimes you sort of overlook because it's home. You know, I like, you know, museums or other galleries and things like that. We all have them in our smaller towns and our smaller cities. And just getting reacquainted with all of that is, I think, a super valuable thing for all of us to do, because you can also just meet people in your community. They're really dedicated to, you know, local culture and history and volunteering in our communities. And that can be a really rewarding experience that, you know, doesn't mean that you have to drive all over the place and go to great expense to experience.
Well, definitely sounds like you got a lot of things you like to do out there. So Shannon Phillips, the NDP's finance critic, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.